Monday looking just as nice, but downright hot. We're looking at a high of about 90 degrees on your Monday with sunny skies. Keep in mind, this is some summer-like weather that we've got in the forecast, so make sure to stay dry and cool. If you have any outdoor plans, we're going to be near the record for tomorrow as well, the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
These are the nights I wish we could broadcast from outside. It is 77 at Reagan, 76, I should say, at Reagan National Airport, 77 at Dulles and BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport. In Friendship Heights, we have 77 degrees.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Ian Crawford. Coming up, as the Jewish community celebrates Passover, vandals strike a synagogue in Montgomery County. D.C. police have arrested more teens in connection with a robbery at a CVS. Also coming up,
one Maryland man killed, another man arrested after a violent weekend for D.C. nightlife. I'm Shana Stulen.
Day four for a student protest at GW over the situation in the Mideast. I'm Dick Uliano.
What happens now that Harvey Weinstein's New York rape conviction has been tossed out of the state's highest court? 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Cleanup is underway in parts of Oklahoma after dozens of tornadoes tore through the state last night, causing widespread damage, killing at least four people. CBS's Omar Villafranca with the latest.
The preliminary report from the National Weather Service says this was an EF3 tornado. That means wind speeds of at least 136 miles per hour. 12 counties here in Oklahoma are under a state of emergency, and residents say cleanup here could take weeks.
Secretary of State Blinken's heading back to the Middle East. He'll visit Saudi Arabia tomorrow to discuss ceasefire efforts. Then we'll be in Israel Wednesday. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem.
Pressure is mounting on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Anger over the government's failure to bring their loved ones home has spilled onto the streets as demonstrators have stepped up their protests, which more than once have ended in scuffles with police.
On college campuses nationwide, student protesters have been out in full force. At UCLA,
Israel is not going anywhere. The Jewish people are not going anywhere.
Things did get physical here when there was a group of anti-Israel protesters refusing to let the Jewish people get to the area where their rally, their permanent rally, is held.
I was one of the first here, and they trampled me to the ground and then kicked my dog. And campus police just said, you need to leave, even though they were on our side right here where they said we could rally today.
I tried to get reaction and comments from people on the anti-Zionist side in the encampment, but they refused to talk to me.
That's KNX Radio's Emily Valdez. It's a pretty tight race for the White House. CBS's Skylar Henry is in Washington.
Amidst the jokes and jabs at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, President Biden detailed his perspective on the stakes for the upcoming election.
8 years ago, you could have written off it as just Trump talk, but no longer, not after January 6th.
Former President Trump responded on his Truth Social platform, voicing his displeasure about the event and calling Biden, quote, an absolute disaster.
And the former president met with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis this morning to talk about fundraising ahead of the 2024 election. Texas Rangers rookie Wyatt Langford had a big day. He hit an inside the park home run.
Langford in the third, they'll win him.
That courtesy of Bally Sports. It was his first career major league homer. Rangers won 4-3 over the Reds. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is 9:03 on a Sunday, April the 28th, 2024. Right now, we have 75 degrees going down to the 60s. And a good evening to you. I'm Mike Murillo. The top local stories we're following for you this hour. A synagogue in Rockville was vandalized overnight. The vandalism involved a banner in the front of Temple Beth Ami on Trevia Road, just south of Darnestown Road. The banner had read, "We Stand With Israel," and it had been up in front for quite some time. Montgomery County Police received the call just before 9 p.m. this morning. So far, Police don't know who's responsible for that vandalism. Several more teens have been arrested in connection with a robbery at a CVS in Navy Yard. D.C. police say the five teens are among a group of 20 who hit the store on New Jersey Avenue Southeast back on April the 16th. They're accused of trying to leave the store without paying. Then when confronted by a security guard, one of the teens is accused of throwing a bottle at the guard. Two of the most recent arrests included two 15-year-olds who were also wanted in connection for an unrelated assault on the National Mall. The other three arrests include teens who are 14, 15, and 16 years old. We're learning more about the man who lost his life this weekend after back-to-back shootings at a DC nightlife spots. We also know police have made at least one arrest in the shootings.
DC police say the man was killed at a bar along U Street in the early morning hours Saturday. They say officers found 43-year-old Kenneth Goins inside the bar. The Salisbury, Maryland man was shot multiple times. They're searching for two men. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Hours earlier, gunfire broke out by the Decades nightclub in DuPont Circle. Six people were hurt. Police have arrested 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. Investigators say he started shooting after he was kicked out of the club. He is being charged with assault with intent to kill, among other charges. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
A man has been arrested in connection with a deadly stabbing outside Audi Field in D.C. It was an hour before the D.C. United game last night when 49-year-old Wally Shabazz is accused of attacking 41-year-old Martin Gross Jr. of Northwest. D.C. police believe a workplace dispute led to the stabbing. D.C. United officials say the incident did not impact the start of the game. The team is also working with investigators, they say. Meanwhile, a protest on the campus of George Washington University in D.C. is in its fourth day, and WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports there are demands that include an end to disciplinary action against several students.
Students want some of their fellow protesters reinstated by George Washington University.
Seven students were charged with interim suspensions. Each student was given nine charges.
Rafi El-Havashi, a GW junior, says the university acted egregiously, suspending the students and barring them from campus.
We want those charges to be dropped immediately.
The university says several students have been suspended for violating university policies. Georgetown PhD student Samir Saeed says the protests will go on.
University students are here, but we also have community leaders. We have professors that are here.
Schools taking part include GW, Georgetown, George Mason, Gallaudet, American, Howard, and Maryland at College Park in Baltimore. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
We've been following the continuing pro-Palestinian student protests at college campuses around the D.C. region and around the nation. And anew this evening, the University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg says 12 protesters were arrested after they chose not to leave a protest area after being ordered to do so. According to the university, the event was canceled due to concerns about invitations being given to people outside of the school community to come in and grow the encampment, a move that violated school guidelines. Three of the people arrested were not students. A 19-year-old from Charles County is dead after a crash in St. Mary's County shortly after 5 p.m. on Saturday. The St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office says that Autumn Leanne Compton was killed when her car was struck by a pickup truck while she attempted a left-hand turn on Buds Creek Road and Mechanicsville Road in Mechanicsville. The man driving the truck had minor injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Coming up on WTOP.
What mistakes are keeping you from building wealth or holding on to what you have? I'm Greg McBride, and I'll tell you what those are coming up.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Life happens, and when it does, you should focus on what matters the most. That's why the District of Columbia offers paid family leave for D.C. workers. D.C. paid family leave provides up to 12 weeks of parental leave, family leave, or medical leave, and up to 2 weeks of prenatal leave for pregnant individuals so that you can focus on what matters most. See if you qualify at dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov. That's dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov.
It is 9:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to Carlos Ramirez in the Traffic Center.
Thanks, Mike. Lots going on all of a sudden. If you're making your way on the outer loop of the Beltway, the crash is causing brake lights from just about Route 7 down towards 66. As of now, multiple lanes blocked. Just based off of the way traffic is moving, you may find them over on the right-hand side of the roadway. Be extra cautious through there. Inner loop of the Beltway, those delays begin soon after the Dulles Toll Road up towards the American Legion Bridge, where crew blocks off two lanes over on the right-hand side of the roadway. They'll take you almost as far up as a river road. And watch out, since they are on the right-hand side of the roadway, that does mean you have to maneuver through the work zone to take some of these exits. Southeast Southwest Freeway, 395 and 695, mostly up to speed, but here's the deal. There's a crash northbound DC 295 just before Pennsylvania Avenue. So traffic headed eastbound on 695 is getting stuck in the delays because they're trying to take northbound DC 295 and getting backed up. So essentially you got slowdowns from about M Street, cross the 11th Street Bridge trying to get onto 295. Looking at the cameras on the Southeast Southwest Freeway, I'm looking at two work trucks making their way into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Chances are you're going to have a work crew in the tunnel tonight. Likely going to be down to a single lane of traffic, so watch out for that. TOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Sunny and dry conditions for the rest of your Sunday evening as temperatures fall from the 80s to the 60s overnight. And your Monday looking just as nice, but downright hot. We're looking at a high of about 90 degrees on your Monday with sunny skies. Keep in mind, this is some summer-like weather that we've got in the forecast, so make sure to stay dry and cool. If you have any outdoor plans, we're going to be near the record for tomorrow as well, the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, 74 degrees Fort Belvoir, 77 degrees D.C.'s Foggy Bottom, and 75 degrees in downtown Washington at 910 at WTOP. The forecast brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months. No payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Greg McBride.
The way you think about money can make a big difference to your future or sabotage it. This is a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. One thing that holds people back from accumulating wealth or holding on to it is inappropriately assessing risk. That can mean anything from being underinsured to not being diversified enough in your investments. Instead of assuming your future will be sunshine and roses, you'll want to hedge your bets in case it isn't. Another roadblock to building wealth, not seeking professional help when it comes to managing your money. In addition to flagging any problems early on, consulting with the right financial planner will also keep you from another very common mistake, making emotional investment decisions. A financial planner will be objective when assessing the situation. And finally, when you switch jobs, you may take home the photos off your desk and your personal coffee mug, but don't forget about your 401k. Leaving it where it is may be limiting your investment options, so consider rolling that money into an IRA where you have more choices. I'm Greg McBride.
It is 9:11 at WTOP, and just ahead, what's next now that the New York's highest court threw out the rape conviction against media mogul Harvey Weinstein? More on that coming up here as we look into it with Thane Rosenbaum with CBS News, the legal analyst there, coming up.
What's wrong with Rick? He's kind of spacey.
That's Rick's identical twin, Scott. He's not used to answering direct.
What's going on?
Rick asked me to keep it secret, but he asked his twin to cover his shift so he could go to Diamonds Direct to shop.
But this is a jewelry store.
Exactly. But the prices and selection are so much better at Diamonds Direct. Rick doesn't want the boss to get suspicious, so Scott's here in case the boss sees Rick at Diamonds Direct.
But that would mean that the boss is at Diamonds Direct, too.
Yeah? We have a lot of secrets.
You never know who you'll run into at Diamonds Direct. With unbeatable direct importer prices, the highest quality diamonds, the most sought-after designer rings, the best customer service, the strongest guarantees in the industry, it's just a no-brainer.
You think if Scott had a mustache, he'd look like me?
Go where everyone goes. Diamonds Direct. Your love. Our passion. Learn more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Easy Gator. 100,000 restaurants, one platform.
Whether you need food for catered meetings or company events, Easy Cater has everything to make food for work work. Seriously, it's all right here in one place. Coffee, snacks, breakfast, daily employee lunches, you name it. Whether you run a nonprofit or a company with offices nationwide, we've got you covered. Anywhere work happens, Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work work. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
It's a new year. Perfect time for a change. Do you have a well-loved vehicle that you no longer need or that's too expensive to fix? Save your money and donate your vehicle to Melwood. Donating is fast, free, and easy. Call today to donate and have your car picked up as early as tomorrow. To get started, call 1-877-MELWOOD or visit melwood.org/radio. That's melwood.org/radio.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now, we're coming up on a election year, and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
Still to come on WTOP.
Girls football is expanding in Maryland. This is Kyle Cooper.
We have more in 30 seconds.
During your workday, you probably hear more than enough nonsense.
So you'll like listening to Sean Anderson and Ann Kramer on your drive home.
You'll get the latest local news from a source you can trust.
An update now on a story we've been following all day.
Breaking news from Alexandria.
And traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8th.
At the end of the day, you'll arrive home safe, sound,
and in full possession of your sanity. Afternoons from 2 to 7 on WTOP News.
Facts matter.
It is 9:15 at WTOP. A huge development this past week in the New York case against former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. The 17-year-old was convicted of rape in 2020 and sentenced to 23 years in prison. But now New York's highest court threw out the conviction and ordered a new trial. The ruling comes after the court ruled the original trial, which launched the Me Too movement, was prejudiced against Weinstein with improper rulings, including letting women testify about allegations that were not part of the case. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum joined WTOP's Sean and Ann to better understand the ruling.
Remember the time. That was the real heat of the Me Too movement. He had already been the subject of features in the New York Times, the New Yorker, New York Magazine. He could not have been the more demonized man in America. And so nobody was going to question it. But there is an evidentiary rule. None of my students ever think it makes sense. And I'm sure your audience listeners are going to feel the same way. It's called evidence of prior bad acts. You can't introduce evidence of either convictions or arrests or bad things that you've done because the jury will think that the word is used propensity. That means if you have shoplifted six times before, you can't introduce evidence in the next shoplifting case of the six priors. Now, most people would say, what do you mean the jury has to hear that? And the answer is no, because the jury will immediately assume this was the seventh time. And their job is to evaluate the facts of this case. So they piled on with a lot of women. And the argument was that the New York Court of Appeals said, yeah, but was there enough evidence to convict for the three women who were the actual complaining witnesses, not the another 97 who came forward, but the facts that were presented to the jury about the three whose stories really mattered most.
Thane, it is extremely traumatic for women or men to relive their abuse in court and face their attackers. How hard is it going to be for prosecutors to try and get the women back to testify in this case?
Really hard, right? You're quite right. I mean, people forget, especially in sexual assault cases, women historically, you know, sometimes didn't press charges because they didn't want to be the subject of that kind of torment and scrutiny. Remember, there's also the case in Los Angeles. So there's that looming as well. I would be very surprised that the prosecutors didn't bring the case again. Remember, they could always use another three people, right? They don't have to use those three. You had a number of people that came forward. As long as it happened in New York State, it's a criminal matter for New York State. So I'm not sure that they would run out of complaining witnesses. But you're right, Anne. It's asking a lot to relive that experience. And again, in a very different era where the Me Too movement is not center of mind.
That is CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. At least four people are dead in Oklahoma after severe weather spawns tornadoes. What a CBS News poll is telling us about voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin and who they want to see in the White House. What was talked about when President Biden got on the phone with Israel's prime minister today? Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It is 9:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s on WTOP to Carlos Ramirez in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Michael. We'll start off in Virginia, make our way to D.C. Outer loop of the Beltway looking quite rough. We're deducing that the crash is going to be over on the far right-hand side of the roadway. Left side is what's going to get by. It's going to be just before you get down towards 66. The outer loop is jammed from 123 down towards 66. Do go ahead and stay to the left to get on by. Inner loop of the Beltway, not much has changed here. You got breaks from about the Dulles Toll Road all the way up towards the American Legion Bridge for the work crew that blocks off two lanes on the right. Now, things are slow because of the work crew, but they're even slower because folks have to maneuver through the work zone to take the exits they need to take. Of course, if you need to take 193 or even Cabin John, GW Parkway, you're going to have to maneuver through some of those cones. Be careful. Some folks opting to take the GW Parkway quite slow northbound from Spout Run up towards 123. No reports of any crashes, though. DC 295 northbound's got a crash near Pennsylvania Avenue, and that's causing delays back onto 695. Your delays begin soon after South Capitol Street. Actually, it's closer to 6th Street where the delays begin. I'll take you on to 295 northbound where you will find that crash. Be extra cautious through there. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena, and as we enjoy this very mild night.
Yeah, you know, it was a really mild day, too. It was slightly warmer than average. Most areas got into the low 80s. But if you can imagine, we actually get even hotter tomorrow. Now, the rest of your Sunday looking pretty solid. Mostly clear skies. Temperatures only falling into the mid-60s by tomorrow morning. And then a sharp rise in those temperatures with a forecast high tomorrow of about 90 degrees. If we hit that, which is looking more and more likely, it'll be the first time we hit it this year, as well as 1 degree shy of the record of 91 set back in 2017. And also, the average high of 90 typically isn't felt until the middle of July. So feeling a lot like summer tomorrow. And it'll be a beautiful day. Hopefully you're able to get outside and enjoy. But also just remember your heat safety. Take plenty of breaks in the shade. Apply, reapply that sunscreen. And of course, drink plenty and plenty of water. Tuesday looking pretty similar, but just a slight reduction in those temperatures. Forecast high of about 89 degrees, and this is going to be because we have a few showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon along an approaching cold front. Not expecting a huge drop in temperatures, but we do see some relief heading into Wednesday through the rest of the week with a forecast high of about 80 degrees to round out the week on Friday. So right now, a really pleasant evening. Definitely get outside and enjoy if you still can. It's 77 downtown, 73 in Tysons, and 79 still right now in College Park.
All right. Thank you, Mark. And the forecast brought to you by Len the Plumber. Heating and air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week. And coming up on WTOP.
Job protections for pregnant workers. I'm Lynn Bowie.
More news in 60 seconds.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes. And further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
And a good evening to you. I'm Mike Murillo. Thanks for being with us. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin isn't exactly a surrogate for Donald Trump. Youngkin won his job by keeping an arm's length from the former president. Speaking on CNN today, the State of the Union, while on a trade mission in Europe, Youngkin also appears leery of Trump's new threats to impose stiff tariffs on the whole range of countries and regions.
I think that the specifics of combating unfair trade practices are going to need to be levied against particular countries that are not trading fairly.
Again, Youngkin there on CNN State of the Union. A civil trial set to get underway Monday stemming from the 2021 leak of jet fuel from a World War II era storage tank in Hawaii that spilled into the local water supply and sickened thousands.
17 relatives of U.S. military members representing more than 7,500 other military families and civilians have sued the U.S. government over the leak, claiming 3 years on they're still suffering health effects from the tainted water. The outcome of the trial on Monday will help determine the success of other cases and what damages they might get. The U.S. government has acknowledged that the leak caused a nuisance for residents and that the government breached its duty of care, but it disputes that the plaintiffs were exposed to jet fuel at levels high enough to cause their alleged health problems. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. already have laws that require employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers. And WTOP's Lynn Bui reports on a federal law offering that job protection nationwide.
With the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, an employee having trouble performing their job because of pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition can ask for a reasonable accommodation. That might include a piece of equipment, additional breaks, or a different schedule. It applies to private employers and public sector employers that have 15 or more employees. If your employer says no, reach out to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. This month, the EEOC issued its final regulation to carry out the law, and the final regulation goes into effect June 18th. Lynn Bui, WTOP News.
After a successful inaugural year of girls flag football in Maryland, the program is expanding.
After operating in 10 high schools in Frederick County last year, the program is expanding to Baltimore, Montgomery, and Washington counties. Under Armour and the Baltimore Ravens are providing uniforms, funding, and other support to make it happen. Under Armour's Trey Evans says sports plays a crucial role in helping young women develop into future leaders. 280 Frederick County girls participated in the sport in 2023. Middletown captured the championship. In 2024, 51 high schools across Maryland will participate in girls flag football, which is growing across the country and will even be part of the Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles in 2028. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here's Frank Hanrahan.
Capitals trying to get a win tonight against the Rangers to keep their season alive. Let's get an update from Dave Preston from Cap One.
9:51 to play in the second period. Frank, the Capitals and Rangers are tied at two. Hendrix LaPierre knotting things up with a goal with 12:12 left in the frame. Martin Fehervari also scoring for the Caps. The visitors light the lamp twice in the first period. Capocacco scoring 57 seconds into the game. Vincent Trocheck scoring with 14 seconds left in the frame. Capitals owning a 15-11 shot advantage, tied at 2, 9:51 to play in the second period.
Nationals beat the Marlins in Miami 12-9. They were down 7-0. They come back. It's the largest comeback win for the Nats since 2018. Go for the four-game sweep tomorrow night. And with a win, would be at